Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
Bonjour et bienvenue à l'église Cornerstone. Je m'appelle Jean Fleck et nous sommes très heureux que vous soyez avec nous aujourd'hui. Nous prions pour que vous soyez servis par le Saint-Esprit pendant que nous adorons Jésus et écoutons la parole de Dieu.
Goedemorgen kerk, or good morning church. A special welcome to Albert's family who came from out east. Welcome. Welcome. And a special, where's Margarita? I want to wish her happy birthday. I've adopted her as my church granddaughter. So, anyways, today I'm going to be reading some scripture for you in Afrikaans. And it is Isaiah 7:14. I was born in South Africa. It's not my first language, but it was spoken in the households. And it says this: Durum sel di hara self vrijele terken hier. Kijk, maged sal swanger word en sin boor en hom Emmanuel noem.
Isaías, kabanata 9, versikulo 6. Sapagkat isinilang ang isang sanggol na lalaki para sa atin, ibibigay sa kanya ang pamamahala at siya ay tatawaging kahangahangang tagapayo, makapangyarihang Diyos, walang hanggang Ama at prinsipe ng kapayapaan.
Over Israel en wiens oorsprong is van ouds, van de dagen der eeuwigheid.
Yeah.
Galatia, Kabanata 4, versikulo 4 hanggang 5. Ngunit nang sumapit ang tamang panahon, isinugo ng Diyos ang kanyang anak na isinilang ng isang babae at namuhay sa ilalim ng kautusan upang palayain ang mga nasa ilalim ng kautusan. Sa gayon, tayo'y maituturing na mga anak ng Diyos.
说：“玛利亚，不要害怕，已经在神的面前蒙恩了。你要怀孕，生子，把他起名为耶稣。他要伟大，称之为至高子的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家格的王，直到永远。”
他的国也没有穷尽。Lucas 2, versículos 1 al 7. Aconteció en aquellos días que se promulgó un edicto de parte de Augusto César que todo el mundo fuese empadronado. Este primer censo se hizo siendo Cirenio gobernador de Siria. E iban todos para ser empadronados, cada uno a su ciudad. Y José subió de Galilea, de la ciudad de Nazaret, a Judea, a la ciudad de David, que se llama Belén, por cuanto era de la casa y familia de David, para ser empadronado con María su mujer, desposada con él, la cual estaba encinta. Y aconteció que estando ellos ahí, se cumplieron los días de su alumbramiento, y dio a luz a su hijo primogénito, y lo envolvió en pañales y lo acostó en un pesebre, porque no había lugar para ellos en el mesón.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Little baby, you kiss kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the dead. Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding, is a great I am.
Vom zweiten Kapitel Lukas, die Geschichte von den Engeln und die Hirten. Um diese selbe Stunde liegten Hirten nachweise bei ihren Herden Und ein Engel des Herrn stand vor ihnen, und die Herrlichkeit Gottes umleuchtete sie, und sie fürchteten sich sehr. Der Engel aber sprach zu ihnen: Fürchtet euch nicht, ich verkünde euch eine große Freude, euch und dem ganzen Volk. Heute ist euch in der Stadt Davids der Heiland geboren, welcher ist Christus der Herr. Und dies soll euch zum Zeichen sein. Ihr werdet ein Kind finden, das in Wickeln gewindet sind und in einer Krippe liegt. Mit einmal aber war um den Engel von himmlischen Geistern ein ganzes Heer, die lobten Gott und sprachen: Ehre sei Gott in der Höhe und auf Erden Friede den Menschen, und denen Gottes Wohlgefallen ruht. Und es geschah, als die Engel von ihnen weg in den Himmel aufgefahrt waren, sprachen die Hirten zueinander: Lasst uns nach Bethlehem gehen und schauen nach dem, was der Herr uns offenbart hat. Und sie gingen eilends hin und fanden Maria und Josef und das Kind in der Krippe liegend. Als sie aber es sahen, taten sie kund, was von ihnen dem Kind gesagt worden war. Und alle, die es hörten, staunten über das, was die Hirten zu ihnen sagten.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Your joyous strains prolong what the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. Hail the heaven.
Dopo la sua nascita arrivarono a Gerusalemme alcuni uomini sapienti che venivano dall'Oriente e domandarono: dove si trova quel bambino nato da poco, il re dei Giudei? In Oriente abbiamo visto apparire la sua stella e siamo venuti qui per onorarlo.
Zeide der Sachen, verheugden zij zich met zeer grote vreugde. En zij gingen het huis binnen en zagen het kind met Maria, zijn moeder. En zij vielen neder, de bewezen hem huilde. En zij ontsloten hun kostbaarheden en boden hem geschenken aan goud en rook en mirre.
You stepped down from heaven, and humbly you came. Oh God of all creation, here with us. In a starlit manger,
oh.
the Lord. Worship, rise to the Lord. Let all that is within us adore.
Se ni oro wa oro si wa pelu olorun olorun si le oro na o na ni o wa le atiti ko si pelu olorun nipa se re le ati da ohun gbogbo leyin re a ko si da ohun kan ninu ohun ti a da ninu re ni iye wa iye na si ni imole araye.
Johannes in. En die woord het vlees geword. En het onder ons gewoon. En ons het zie heiligheid aanschouw. Die heiligheid van die ene verborgen van die Vader. Voor genade en waarheid.
Christmas is it's really a special time of year. There's joy and celebration and laughter and fun and gift giving. This morning I want to take a minute and talk about the greatest gift that we've ever been given, the greatest gift of all, and that is the gift of Jesus Christ, the one that we've come together this morning to celebrate and to worship. We sang the song this morning, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And did you hear the line in there? Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas time. We celebrate Jesus Christ coming to earth, into the world, to reconcile us to God, the Father. You see, sin separated us from God because of our sin nature and the sinful humanity. Our relationship with Him was broken. He is holy, and the Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so because we fall short of His glory and our relationship with Him was broken, we needed a Redeemer. We needed someone who could put us into right relationship with God again. And so that's what Jesus came here to do. He came to be our Savior and to save us from our sin and to reconcile us to God. So when we accept Jesus Christ into our heart as our Lord and Savior, our sin is forgiven. It's completely washed away, and we're put in right relationship with God again. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, the Bible says. The Bible also says that the wages of sin is death. That's what our sin earns us. Our sin earns us eternal death. But the Bible goes on to say that although the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This Christmas, would you accept the gift of salvation, the free gift of salvation that God offers through Jesus Christ? If you have never asked Jesus into your heart, would you be willing to accept that free gift of salvation this morning? You know, it's really easy because it's a free gift. How do you get this gift of forgiveness and salvation and eternal life? You ask for it. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's a free gift. All you have to do is ask. You know, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so if you're ready to ask Jesus into your heart today, I'm going to say a prayer. It's a prayer of repentance. And all repentance means is it's a turning away. It's a turning away from the life that you've been living and the things that you've been doing. And so it will be a prayer of repentance and a prayer of confession and gratitude. And if you're ready to accept the free gift of salvation today, as I pray, would you simply agree with me and invite Jesus into your heart this morning? So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner, and today I recognize my need for a Savior. Today I repent of the way I've been living and the decisions I've made that have separated me from you. I'm asking you to forgive me, and I'm asking for the free gift of salvation that Jesus offers. I do believe that Jesus is Lord, and today I invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came to reconcile me to the Father. I joyfully accept the free gift of salvation that you offer. Thank you for loving me, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Salvation is a gift of God. So if you asked Jesus into your heart this morning, well done. Well done for recognizing that we have a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Well done on accepting the free gift of salvation that God offers through his Son, Jesus Christ. And if you did pray that prayer this morning and make that decision for Jesus today, please let us know, because we want to walk with you, because nobody walks the Christian life alone. We follow Jesus together. Let us know. We want to pray with you. We want to rejoice with you, and we want to help you in this journey you've decided to make today with Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.